coming to you from the heart of America.
Computers can do that?
It's a Cub Scouting adventure with your host, Mr. Bob.
Oh, yeah!
This is episode 7 of A Cub Scouting Adventure. I'm your host, Mr. Bob. And welcome if you're a new listener to A Cub Scouting Adventure, and welcome back to all the returning listeners. This week's show, we take a look at the den meeting for the week, take a look at the new Frapper additions, as well as the tip of the week. So sit back and enjoy A Cub Scouting Adventure. Before we do get started tonight on Cub Scouting Adventure, I want to apologize for the sound of my voice tonight. Actually, I have the flu, so I'm a little under the weather. This has been just a very hectic week for my family and myself after a family emergency last weekend, which obviously prevented the release of this show for a week, and then now me catching some kind of cold. But, you know, it'll be a kind of a short program tonight, but I will do my best to make it a quality one. So please, again, very sorry, and I'll just, you know, like the Cub Scout motto, I will do my best. This week was our last den meeting of the month before our Go See It, and of course you'll hear all about the Go See It on the next show of A Cub Scouting Adventure. But our den meeting for this week was quite a bit of fun. The boys really enjoyed themselves. I'll leave the exciting part to last, or what the boys considered to be the two exciting things of the meeting. But we kind of kicked off the meeting kind of lightly. We had a game of Blind Man's Bluff. And the reason we chose that game is after some research on games that some of the medieval kids would play back in the day. Again, we're leading up into the November pack meeting for Cubs and Shining Armor, so sticking with the theme, I did some research on games that kids in the Middle Ages would have played, and Blind Man's Bluff was actually one of those games. So we played kind of a rendition of Blind Man's Bluff. It was a kind of a mellow version to keep the boys, because we were in such a confined area, to make sure that they had a lot of fun. So that was kind of the gathering activity. Then we kicked off the meeting with the promise, still trying to get the boys to understand and know the promise for the Bobcat badge. From there, we moved to talking about our Go See It, which will be a trip to the local police department. One of our dads is a police officer for the police department, and he is going to give us a tour. He's going to be in full dress uniform, and he's going to take us through all the different things. We're going to fingerprint the boys and some other stuff. So I'll leave all that for the next show. From there, we played a game called Let's Hear It, and that is actually a requirement in the Tiger book. The requirements escaping me which one number it is. Mostly I think because of the medicine I'm on, but it's in there. And basically what it is you whisper something to the person that's next to you, and it goes around the circle, and when it gets to the last person, you figure out what it has transformed into. So for instance, I started out with the saying that it started out with, "Tigers do their best just like knights." Again, keeping with the theme of the month. And it ended up being, at the end, I started with our den chief, Jake, on my left, and went all the way around to my son, who was on my right, and it ended up with, "Christ is a knight." That's it. I don't know. I did. I was severely confused, but hey, it taught the boys something. We talked to them about, you know, just because somebody says something doesn't make it so. You know, it's perceptions and stories transform and change over time, and that when you hear something, you got to make sure that you check out and make sure that it is positively true before taking somebody at their word. Okay, so from there, we did a quick little song of the Duke of York, Grand Old Duke of York. If you've never heard of it, it's an action song, and you can find it on the net. But basically, it's a song that you stand up, and basically you're doing some pantomime-type actions, and it talks about marching up a hill and marching down again. And if you want more information on that, I'd be glad to give it to you. But the kids will like that. We're going to actually do that song for the pack meeting, and I wanted to get the Tigers kind of prepared so they know what to expect and the actions to do. And then from there, we did the exciting part, the first part of the exciting part of the DIN meeting, which was a night's tournament. And I teamed the boys up into two different teams of four kids each. And we did four games that would test either strength or skill or strategy. And the first game was a game I got right out of the program helps. And I don't really remember the name of it, but basically it is two kids standing on opposite sides of a stick, one on each end. So they're kind of facing each other on either end. And the goal is to touch your end of the stick to the ground before your team or your opponent touches his stick to the ground, and you try to prevent that from happening. So it didn't really go over well as I wanted it to. The kids had fun, but pretty much the stick went right to the ground. And I don't think that I really could figure out who actually won that one. But it was a good game. They enjoyed it, so that's really all that mattered. The second game was a kind of an archery game where I had a bucket up on the other side of the room, and the boys would stand, I don't know, about 4.5-5 feet away from it and chuck a ball into the bucket, and they really enjoyed that. We had team tug-of-war to test strength, and again, they enjoyed that one. And we finished it off with a jousting tournament. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, you can poke an eye out. But no, it was pretty safe. It was basically each boy, they faced an opponent. So it was two kids in the circle at one time. They had a spoon in one hand with a potato resting in the spoon. And in the other hand, we had some dowel rods, probably two feet long or so, 2.5 feet long. Not really all that big. And the object of this game was to knock the potato out off the spoon of your opponents before they do that same to you. And at the same time, you have to balance the potato. So it was pretty much a skill and strategy game altogether, and the boys loved that. And I give them each best out of three, best two out of three, and that we declared that person the winner. And they thoroughly enjoyed that one. They wanted to do that one again, but we were running out of time, so we had to move along. And that was pretty much the night's tournament, is what we called it. And I don't think we even really kept track of who won it, but the boys had a great time, and the parents got to do the cheering, and they were all clapping, and so it was lots of fun. We wrapped up the night with a quick do your best shout, and then I said that all the king's treasure was missing, and that the boys needed to go hunt it down and gather it back up. And basically, a parent and I, during the night's tournament, went into our meeting room, because we had the game out of the meeting room, and hid little mini candy bars all around the room, and let the boys then go inside and try to find them all. And it was crazy. It was a madhouse. And, of course, getting candy, they love it. So, but that was the DIN meeting for this week. One thing that we did have ready for this DIN meeting was a DIN flag, and I will put pictures of our new DIN flag up on the site just as soon as I get those into the computer. It's a really cool-looking DIN flag. It's tiger-colored orange. It's got a tiger emblem on it, and it says Pack 510, which is the pack that we have, and we're DIN number one. It says DIN 1 at the bottom. And then on the back, I am going to put each of the boys' handprints along with a picture on it, on each of the handprint. So the boys loved looking at the DIN flag. They really, really did enjoy it. My son helped me put it together. My wife, my son, and my daughter all worked on it together. So it's pretty neat. So you can check it out. It'll be on the website here in the next few days as I start to feel better and able to spend a little more time at the computer.
It's time for the tip of the week.
The tip of the week for this week's show is a resource that I came across a few months ago, and I have completely devoured this resource. It's out on the USScouting.org website that I mentioned in a few shows back. It's an article that usually comes out once or twice a month called Ask Andy. And Andy is a commissioner, or has been a commissioner in the past, has been a scoutmaster and a cubmaster and all different levels of leadership within scouting. And he basically answers emails from people about different scouting questions. And he's very, very direct and to the point, and sometimes doesn't always give the answer that the people are looking for. It's a great, great resource. You can get it out at netcommish.com/askandy.asp, and I'll have that link on the website in the show notes, so go check that out. Again, that's Ask Andy, and it's a resource that once you start using it, you will not be able to put it down. I check it probably once a week to make sure that there's not a new entry out there on it. But again, Ask Andy, that's the tip of the week. I'd like to welcome two new friends to the Frapper Map, Tanya from San Marcos, California. Welcome. And Tanya says that she is a committee chair, a chartered org representative, and the webmaster for her pack out at San Marcos. So welcome, Tanya. And then also Andy out of Westford, Massachusetts. Welcome, Andy, and thanks for listening. Also, if you are on iTunes, be sure to go check out A Cub Scouting Adventure on iTunes. And if you feel so inclined to, please leave us a review so that the future people who come by can see how much you either enjoy or don't enjoy the show. Also, we're out on Podcast Alley. If you'd like to vote for us out there, that helps to get some visibility to the show, as well as Podcast Pickle. Each of those links will be in the show notes, so go check us out on the website. That does it for another week of A Cub Scouting Adventure. Thanks for tuning in. As always, I'm Mr. Bob, and tune in next week when we're going to talk about the Go See It for the month of October and a few other things, some training I did, and hopefully I'll be feeling much, much better. So please come back again next week, and always remember, do your best.
Thanks for listening to A Cub Scouting Adventure. Be sure to stop by our website at acsadventure.blogspot.com or email us at denleaderbob@gmail.com.